Uncovering the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, June 8th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to be talking about Bilderberg, because Bilderberg is this weekend, G7 is this weekend. The North Korean summit is the beginning of next week. We're going to have Larry Pinkney joining us live in studio. We're going to talk about the release of Alice Johnson. We're going to take a look at some of the heartwarming videos and some of the things that she had to say. And we're going to talk about prison reform. These are very important issues. As I said yesterday, the idea that Kim Kardashian would go to the White House and push for the release of this woman, when you look at what somebody who was facing a life sentence, and I just want you to remember how many people go to jail for sexually assaulting minors or for rape or for murder, violent crimes, and yet we have people, first-time convicts, a woman like this who was caught up in economic dire straits, made bad choices. But of course, we as a country have made bad choices, haven't we? We have locked up more people in prison than even the communists at their height in China and Russia. We have the most authoritarian policy towards prison anybody's ever had. And as I tweeted out today, the pictures of her running in tears to her family. It's like, how about let's do tens of thousands more of these, because we've got so many people locked up in prison. And it isn't just about the compassion. If you don't have any compassion for her personal story, if your position is, well, she broke the law, so she just needs to go to jail. Well, maybe you ought to think about what really is legitimate law. And we got a great article I want to give you from National Review today. It compared Hillary Clinton's commencement speech at Yale. Of course, it was all about her. That was the one where she pulled up the Russian hat and so forth. But they compare it to Alexander Solzhenitsyn's speech back in the 1970s. Superficially, it looked like they covered the same themes. Even talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. You can imagine Solzhenitsyn talked about Russia. But Solzhenitsyn had some deep things to say about the soul of our community. And, you know, we had Walter Williams, who's now in his 80s, had some deep things to say about the soul of our country as well. On the anniversary of D-Day, as we look at all the shootings in the schools, what has changed in our country? So we're going to take a look at that as well, the moral decay of our country. And then in the third hour, we're going to be talking about robotics. We're going to be talking about transhumanism. We're going to be talking about genetic modification. We have a special guest with us who's going to be part of the Gen 6 conference in September that I'm going to be keynote speaker at the first night. And so we're going to have very interesting discussion about that. As we look at the news here, one of the first things that stuck out to me today was Google removing the picture of an egg. They have an egg salad emoji, which is now just going to be a salad emoji. They had to get rid of that egg because they said they wanted to promote vegan inclusiveness. Well, if you want to have inclusiveness, you wouldn't exclude the meat eaters or the egg eaters. Or maybe it's just the whites of the egg that they object to. I don't know. But when we look at this and we look at Google's phony pandering as they manipulate the image of the salad emoji, removing the egg from there so that they can talk about including vegans and so forth. A more serious issue, and again, this is going to be what we're going to be talking about in the third hour to some extent. Google bars the use of artificial intelligence technology and weapons. Folks, that is as much of a window dressing as this little emoji, removing the egg. Google has completely abandoned the don't be evil motto that they used to have as their company logo, slogan. They used to even be the password on their Wi-Fi on the shuttle buses. But this is something that they're doing. They're making this pronouncement. They're not getting out of weapons, folks. They bought all the most promising robotics tech companies out of the DARPA competition. They say, well, we're just going to work on search and rescue stuff. Yeah, we're going to help little old ladies cross the street. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this June 8, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. And yesterday we were talking about Facebook becoming a publisher. It was just 2 months ago that they were facing tough questioning on their content, on their censorship. And of course, the government will, on the one hand, push them to shut down things and do it quickly if they tell them they don't like it. But of course, if it's very vicious comments from the left, that stays up. If it's something from Roseanne, not only does it come down, she pulls it down, but they also pull down her show. And we've seen this happen over and over again. We saw it happen, with many people, many commentators, news people on the left. They can say whatever they wish. But if Roger Stone replies, Keith Olbermann can use the most foul language. The double standard is just obvious, and we've talked about this many times. But they were saying, as they were being called on that, called on their censorship, they were saying, well, we're not a news organization. We don't publish the news. Well, now, as I pointed out yesterday, they are going to be publishing the news. They are going to be paying for the news, and they're going to be putting it in a special spot. They'd said before they were going to be pushing down on anything that wasn't establishment news, and they were going to be bringing to the front the establishment news, places like CNN, Fox, and so forth. Now they're going to actually be funding those programs. They're going to fund a program that Anderson Cooper is going to do for them. They're going to fund some programming from Fox. They're going to fund Univision and Jorge Ramos. And now they're saying they're going to be hiring news credibility specialists for the censorship side of it. So it's a dual purpose here. They're going to be promoting certain things, paying for certain things, becoming a producer. You know, just as Netflix used to just put out, Netflix and Amazon used to just get Hollywood's movies and put them out there. Then they got involved in production themselves, and that's what Facebook is doing as well. Because it's not enough for them to control the agenda, apparently. It's not enough for them to put a gag over your mouth. They also have to present things for you to see and hear. Yeah. So that you don't see and hear or speak any evil. And we got an article on InfoWars.com from Michael Snyder. He says, news credibility specialists will be tasked with evaluating which news publishers are credible and which are not. Does that mean I'm not going to be able to see The Onion on Facebook? You know what? If I want to read The Onion, I'll read The Onion. And if I want to read a comment from people, I should be able to see that, whether they agree with it or not. As I've said many times, and we've got ample evidence of it today, Time Magazine attacking President Trump again, the picture that you saw on the Drudge Report yesterday, the back of Trump, he's looking in the mirror, and what he sees is himself as a king. I never was interested in Time Magazine and Newsweek except as something of a joke. I saved the magazines where they were telling us we were going to be out of oil by the mid-80s and the late 70s. They told us we're going to be out of oil, we're going to be out of natural gas by the mid-80s. I've shown those many times. And there's that picture of President Trump. But they always put themselves out as objective. And I always said I would rather read right-wing and left-wing opinion journals, libertarian journals, at the time where they would look at the news and they would discuss it in terms of their take on it. And that's what we do here on this program. But let's take a look at what Ben Rhodes, who was part of the Obama administration, had to say. He doesn't think that maybe Facebook is doing enough to control what you see, hear, and speak. Here's Ben Rhodes from the Obama administration.
And part of what I look back on and wonder about is when there was a statement of warning, it was about the hacking and releasing of emails. It didn't really address the fake news, the fact that people's social media feeds are being polluted by this Russian-created content favoring Donald Trump. And, you know, and I think what he would argue, with President Obama, we'd say to him this question, do you need to go out and say this yourself? He would say, look, I get asked about this when I'm in the briefing room. We've warned them. I amplify those warnings when I'm asked about it. But I'm not a messenger of the people who are consuming that stuff listen to, and Trump will say it's rigged. And frankly, the government also didn't have a lot of capacity to deal with this. You know, we can't edit people's Facebook feeds and say that's fake news and that's not. And what's worrying me today, Andrew, is that we still don't have a lot of capacity, and frankly, our government's probably not doing anything to prevent this. And so the likelihood that the Russians are going to do this again in the midterm elections and the next presidential election is very high.
Yeah. $100,000 worth of ads in a campaign where Hillary Clinton alone spent over $1 billion. That threw the election, didn't it? No, it didn't. Come on. Absolutely nonsense. But as I've said before, he says, oh, we can't go in and directly do it. That's why they set these oligarchs up. That's why they helped to fund them. That's why they promoted them. That's why they gave them free reign. That's why these people gave you free stuff. Come on in. Everything is free. And then once you come in, bang, the gates are shut. Like Matt Drudge said when he came here, they've got you in a little ghetto now. And I've seen all of this before, as I said before, in North Carolina, getting involved in these campaigns as independents, as third parties. You would jump through all the hoops that they didn't have to jump through to get on the ballot. Once you got on the ballot, you had an organization that was comprised of mainstream media, and they would decide who was going to be in the debates. And even though there were only three candidates in the debate, oh, we're not going to have the third candidate in. Not going to happen. We will decide that. And it's not, you know, it's not a violation of the First Amendment because it's a private organization. That's the same thing they're pulling with Facebook, with Google, with Twitter, and the rest of these. All right, on a lighter note, we have Country Time planning to pay the fines of kids whose lemonade stands get shut down because they're operating without a business license. As I've said many times, you know, they tell us that welfare is a right, but if you want to go into business, you got to get a privilege license, right? So working is a privilege. Having a business is a privilege. But being on the dole, that's a right. Welfare is a right. That's what the government likes to tell us. And so as the Hill points out, you know, Country Time that makes lemonade mix said they are taking a stand for lemonade stands. They're pledging to help kids cover the cost of city permits when young entrepreneurs get their license stands shut down. They said around the country, kids across the country are getting busted for lemonade stands. And so I guess when the government gives you bad laws or maybe lemon laws, what you do is you set up a fund called Legal Aid for lemonade stands. And it's going to be a crack team ready to straighten out the standard permits and fines. They will donate $1 for every retweet that Legal Aid video gets on Twitter, up to $500,000 to help kids with that issue in the future. And then we have Colin Kaepernick back again. He is planning to subpoena President Trump and Vice President Pence as he sues NFL owners claiming that they illegally colluded over anthem protest. I just don't know what to say about this delusional individual, Colin Kaepernick. First of all, as I've said many times, if they really wanted to do something about police brutality, they would unite the country instead of divide the country. They wouldn't say this is simply a black issue. Secondly, focus on the flag. They don't understand how the rest of the country sees that. President Trump does. Colin Kaepernick and the NFL players still don't. I think many of the owners still don't, as some of them have said. Obviously, it makes it clear. Nevertheless, they understand the bottom line. And even these billionaires who get billions of dollars of subsidies to build their stadiums, I think the latest one in L.A., I think he's going to get $4 billion, and that's not counting some of the ancillary things. They're going to get $5 billion. Wouldn't you like to have, talking about all these kids with lemonade stands, you know, they get hassled by the cops because they don't have permits, and yet you get these billionaires who are invited in and given $5 billion to set up their lemonade stand? How's that? Is that the free market? Is that freedom in America? Is that what it looks like? And these people are getting concerned about the fact that this isn't a very good PR for them. But again, Colin Kaepernick and these other guys, it's again another kick the cat issue. You have some police brutality, so you go down and you burn black businesses and black homes and you beat people up on the street. And that's exactly what they're doing with these NFL protests. However, it also illustrates why all these nuisance lawsuits against President Trump and all this talk that Giuliani had, it's like, well, I don't know if he's going to have to be drug into court with subpoenas. If you have the notion that the president's going to be drug into court over subpoenas, you're going to have every crackpot activist in the country, people like Colin Kaepernick, for example, going to be dragging the president and the vice president into court on a daily basis. That's why we have the impeachment process and trial in the Senate, so that that doesn't happen. Perfect example of how this can go down the tubes. Stay with us. We'll be right back. A fashion show in Saudi Arabia with flying dresses.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There it is. There's the fashion show in Saudi Arabia. Have the drones with these fluttering dresses go flying through there. It's kind of like something out of The Sorcerer's Apprentice. I guess next thing that's going to happen is you're going to have the marching mops come through there. This is really bizarre and creepy. Why do they do this? Well, this is their obsession in terms of not seeing the female body. This is the religion of peace, or as President Trump calls it, a sacred tradition, as he's going to be celebrating Ramadan for the first time, unfortunately. But what's going on with this? It's a Saudi fashion show. We have this article up on InfoWars.com. Uses drones to show clothes because female models are not allowed. Well, we had a female modeling, the fact that they're going to be allowing some to drive. Remember, we talked about this for a long time. It was about a year or so ago. It was before they said they were going to allow women to drive in Saudi Arabia. There was the article from the Wall Street Journal, I'll never forget it, that was the women in the bumper cars. One day a week at an amusement park, they would have only women, and even all of the employees would be women, so that would fit into their Sharia law stuff. And the women would go there, it was their opportunity to drive, and they said nobody is bumping each other. They just like to get behind the wheel and turn it around, you know, this is kind of fun just to drive, and that was their only way to drive. Kind of reminded me of a Dairy Queen commercial where the husband, where the father and his kid are going around the bumper cars, and they break out and they had, there it is, there's the picture of the women in their full on burkas driving a bumper car because that was as close as they could get. And now we have the new liberal crown prince who last year had a big press conference a year in advance of them lifting the restriction. He said, we're going to let women drive. And they had a press conference there in their capital as well as in Washington, because this is all about changing their image for the West. Nevertheless, as I read the other day, there is a long list of all kinds of things that women still aren't going to be allowed to do. I don't know that they're going to be allowed to decide where they want to drive. They'll have to have a letter or permit from a male guardian. You know, their votes only... they just got the right to vote, but if they testify in court, it only applies half the weight of a male testimony and so forth. They can't go into public areas unescorted. And so I don't really know how this is going to work out. What it's going to do, it's going to create a massive, I think, eventually a civil war in Saudi Arabia. Because think about the fact that Saudi Arabia is where they have everybody going on their pilgrimage every year. The Hajj to Mecca. You're going to have the most conservative, most fundamentalist of Muslims going there every year. And as this crown prince tries to turn it into kind of a Western country, maybe a kind of Dubai, I think they're going to take a lot of offense at that. So there may be a lot of political unrest there. But this picture that they had in Vogue Arabia in advance of women being able to get their license. And again, I think... when we look at this, the civil war that is coming, we've had, it's about 7 to 10 women, I forget the exact number, that were out there standing for their right or drive, or seated for their right to drive. They were actually driving. They were arrested. They were charged with subversion of being foreign agents. That's an espionage trial. They could be executed for that. And, they don't take executions that seriously in Saudi Arabia. They're chopping people's heads off for minor things all the time over there. And so they may be facing a death sentence just as he's doing this. So there is there's two different groups there in Saudi Arabia. They put the image of a Saudi princess in the driver's seat on Vogue Arabia. She's wearing leather gloves and high heels, and that's then their June edition. To advertise the fact that they're going to be lifting a driving ban on women, talking about the reform that is coming, but it isn't really going to do anything about their male guardianship thing. But it created quite a bit of stir. In Denmark, They have joined other European nations that have already restricted the wearing of the Islamic veil in public places. And in Manchester, they're not quite as far along in the UK. Not quite as far along. You know, we got Tommy Robinson just for reporting on Muslim grooming gangs, standing in front of a police station reporting he was disappeared. And then they put a gag order for a couple of days on the press until they realized, wait a minute, what are we doing? We could have, instead of InfoWars giving and the alternative press and Breitbart and so forth, instead of people telling what's going on with Tommy Robinson and then exacerbating this by a judge saying, you're not going to be allowed to report on this at all. I grabbed him, gave him a quick trial without a lawyer, and sent him off to jail for 13 months, and you're not going to be allowed to report on this. They realized, well, we could take off that gag, and we could have the BBC and The Guardian and all the rest of the politically correct press in the UK carrying our water for us, and they subsequently did. But take a look at this story. Manchester Muslims are demanding that locals don't walk their dogs in public because it is impure. In the UK, where they love dogs and they have some of the best, best looking. I always enjoyed when I was in Britain, my wife and I always enjoyed looking at the people walking their purebred dogs. But Muslims don't like that. So in Manchester, England, as they would say in hair, pamphlets have been distributed by a group called Public Purity. They have demanded that Brits do not take their dogs out in public as dogs are considered to be impure in the Islamic faith. The group's message is that British citizens must do certain things that may be considered uncomfortable in order to make their Muslim citizens feel more at home. Even in the Philippines, and you remember there was a siege in Marawi by jihadists that lasted for 5 months last year, left more than 1,100 people dead and 200,000 displaced. ISIS gave them a real run for their money in the Philippines. Well, the authorities in the Philippines will standardize teaching in both public and private Islamic schools due to concern over radicalization in the country after the siege last year in Marawi. And the same thing is happening in Denmark. They say that because these people have set themselves up into ghettos. Remember, ghetto was originally a term that came about in the 16th century in Venice. It was areas of the city to which they would restrict Jews. And we saw this happen with a vengeance in World War II. Nevertheless, what is happening with the Muslims is this is a self-ghettoizing. They have segregated and isolated themselves. They don't want to mix with the rest of society because, you know, people are out there walking their dogs or something. And dogs are impure. And so if they can't dominate you, they will isolate from you. And so what they're saying in Denmark, they said they're going to force children in residential areas containing a large number of immigrants to be educated about democracy, about equality, about major Danish holidays, things like Christmas, for example. You know, just we had Hillary Clinton decided that Americans need to be educated about Ramadan. So she began the tradition in 1996. We now have President Trump, unfortunately. The first year he ignored it. The second year now he is going to have a Ramadan feast. Why do we have to continue the tradition instituted by Hillary Clinton? Of course, George W. Bush would do it. He's a globalist. Of course, Obama would do it. He grew up in a Muslim country with his white CIA parents. He's more white. He's more CIA than he is black, and he's more Muslim than he is black. But when we look at what Denmark is doing, they look at this and they say, look, they're not learning skills, language skills. They don't have any readiness. They don't know anything about our culture, and they don't want to. And so we're going to make sure, even though we have a very liberal approach towards education, where people can have the right to choose how they educate their kids, they're choosing not to know anything about our society. We'll be right back.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals, including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Nourish a probiotic, friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the different approaches that European countries are taking towards Islam. It has become so entrenched there that they are now seeing the intolerance and the politicization that comes with this. And of course, that was always the plan. That's why it was championed by people like George Soros and Hillary Clinton. And so you have different areas that are pushing back against this. The Philippines, they're having to push back against it. I mean, they had a bloody battle going on last year for about 5 months. As I pointed out, over 1,100 people killed, over 200,000 left homeless in that battle. But there's a battle going on in Europe as well. And as they're saying, they are self-isolating themselves into ghettos. They don't want to know anything about this country. They just want to dominate it and take it over with their culture, with their political system, with their Sharia law, with their religion. And because we have addressed the value and embraced the value of religious toleration, and that's a good thing, We have become blind to the political and cultural aspects because we have embraced tolerance. We have become blind to their intolerance. But not everywhere in Europe. In Austria, as Reuters reports today, the government there, as Reuters likes to call them, the extreme right-wing government. Well, no, it's a populist government. They're planning to shut down 7 mosques and expel up to 40 imams. And what they said was just the beginning of a push against Islamist ideology and foreign funding of religious groups. The new chancellor there, Sebastian Kurz, a very young guy, populist leader there. They said the coalition government, which is an alliance of conservatives and the right, came to power soon after Europe's migration crisis on promises to prevent another influx and clamp down on benefits for new immigrants and refugees. Even George Soros realizes that they went too far. He and the other globalists are trying to see how they can manage the situation. Of course, that's what's happening in Bilderberg as you have the tariff wars going on in the G7 this weekend as well. We're going to talk about both of those coming up here. Chancellor Kurz oversaw the passing of a tough law on Islam back in 2015, which banned foreign funding of religious groups and created a duty for Muslim societies to have a, quote, positive fundamental view towards Austria's state and society. They understand that this is political. As a matter of fact, they said political Islam's parallel societies and radicalizing tendencies have no place in our country. Do you understand? This is not about religious toleration. This is about parallel societies and radicalizing tendencies. They're going to have a parallel society until they take over your society. That's what they're trying to do. One of these societies that runs a mosque in Vienna is influenced by the Grey Wolves, a Turkish group, a Turkish nationalist youth group. It would be shut down for operating illegally, the government said in a statement. They said that as they crack down on political Islam and foreign financing, they said there are about 40 imams that are employed by ATIB, a group that oversees Turkish mosques in Austria. We are still blind to this, even in Texas. In Texas, we have a radical imam that is allied with the CIA. They brought him to America. They protected him in Langley. He is now ensconced in the mountains of Pennsylvania. This guy is getting well over a $500 million in subsidies for his schools here in America. He runs a network of over 1,000 schools throughout the world. Everywhere except in America, they are explicitly radical madrasas. Here, they put a secular veneer on it, but they're still selling the Turkish culture, the Turkish political system, and so forth, and they're able to get massive amounts of government subsidy as charter schools. That individual is Fethullah Gulen, and he was allied with Erdogan until the two of them couldn't decide who was going to rule the world as their global caliphate. And so they are enemies with each other, and they have sparked something of a civil war in Turkey. Nevertheless, when we look at what is happening in Austria, they have woken up to this. We are still blind to it. We're not only allowing it to be here, they don't have to fund their Islamic schools here, their Turkish schools here in America. We fund them for them. And in Austria, at least the Turkish government or Turkish societies, maybe it's Fethullah Gulen. I don't know if this is government money or if it's Fethullah Gulen that is doing this. But there they fund it for them. But here, we do it for them. Isn't that nice? We are so tolerant. They said they have revoked the residence permits of about 40 imams who are trying to radicalize people, who are trying to create parallel societies, who are trying to overthrow the politics and the tolerance of the West. Why do we tolerate intolerant people like that? They don't. I've got a great picture. We'll go back and review this woman in Canada who just lost the mayoral election in Toronto. She was a lesbian, and she was very tolerant of the Muslims. And, of course, being a female, she goes there to celebrate with them, and they stuck her over in a corner by herself. It's a great picture of her over in a corner by herself. This is the way you're going to be treated, all of those on the left. They absolutely hate your values. Everything that you say, all your identity politics, all your feminism, you know, all the LGBT agenda, they are going to persecute you viciously. And you're bringing in the seeds of your own destruction. When we look at Amazon in Minnesota, and of course this is around the Twin Cities area where all the Somali refugees are, that many people call that area their little Mogadishu. Bloomberg reports that these Somali immigrants, at least 1,000 East African Muslim immigrants at four warehouses, are demanding concessions during Ramadan. They want to curb their heavy workload while they're fasting, and they want to be able to take time off without penalty. Now, to put this in perspective, it wasn't but just not even 6 months ago that we saw all the people in the UK were taking pictures of this, said, look at this, they're working us so hard, we're trying to catch a couple of winks of sleep while we're standing up. They had people standing up trying to sleep. They had people bringing bottles with them because they weren't given enough time to pee. They couldn't, they had just a couple of restrooms. They would have to run across these massive warehouses, and they would get docked or fired if they took too long. And so they said, we can't make it to the restroom and back, so we got to bring bottles with us to pee. That's how hard they work everybody else. But the Muslims, they get time off. The Muslims get to have their workloads cut because it's Ramadan. We will make an exception for them. And Amazon is doing it. These slave drivers at Amazon are making concessions to the Somali Muslims, the 1,100 Somali Muslims that are working in their warehouses. They're chanting in Somali and making demands about Ramadan. There you go. Best workers in the world. That's what Hamdi Ulukaya Chobani said. Best workers in the world. That's why he brings in so many foreign refugees to make the yogurt. And then you have President Trump, after not honoring Hillary Clinton's tradition of a Ramadan festival that she started in 1996 last year, he's now going to do it. And he wished all the Muslims around the world a Ramadan Mubarak, a blessed holiday. We honor your sacred tradition. Well, there we go. But that's not enough for the left. As I said the other day when we were talking about this, I said President Trump ought to make a, just as he did with the Philadelphia Eagles. It's like, okay, you guys don't want to come? Because I said respect the flag, respect the veterans. All right. You're only going to have five or less people show up from the Super Bowl team. Just forget it. None of you are coming. And he ought to do the same thing with Ramadan. And instead, he ought to hold a rally for Tommy Robinson, because in the UK, and maybe even in the U.S., we don't understand what the danger is here from Islam. And so we ought to use that to draw awareness to the plight of Tommy Robinson instead of pandering to the politically correct crowd, because President Trump, they're not going to appreciate what you're doing. They're not going to appreciate your pandering. You can never pander enough to these people. You can never pander enough to the intolerant, to the bullies. The Supreme Court, as the LA Times says, here's an example of it. The Supreme Court bemoans hostility to religion in wedding cake case, but what about Trump's Muslim ban? These are countries that Obama went to war with. We have created people there who hate us. We should vet them before they come in. We should have a process to vet them before they come in. It is not a Muslim ban. It is protecting our borders. And judges, federal judges at the lowest level, federal judges at any level, even the Supreme Court, should not be able to stop the president from his lawful responsibility and duty to protect our borders. That's his responsibility. Go Andrew Jackson on him.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great, with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight on this Friday, June the 8th, 2018. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Larry Pinkney. He's going to be here live. We're going to talk about the pardon of Alice Johnson by President Trump that was brought up to President Trump by Kim Kardashian. And we've got some very touching clips of what Alice Johnson had to say. But we're going to talk about the bigger issue as well of prison reform and many other issues. So we're going to be joined in the next hour with Larry Pinkney. Also in the third hour, Timothy Alberino is going to be joining us to talk about the Gen 6 conference on transhumanism that's coming up in September. I'll be a keynote speaker there. And we have a coupon that you can see at InfoWars, and we'll tell you about that. That'll get you a discount if you want to stream that conference. And we're going to be talking about not only transhumanism, but we're going to talk about artificial intelligence, robotics, genetic modification, a lot of very troubling technologies that are coming down the road that are going to have, that you should be very concerned about. Whether or not this can be done without adverse side effects, even unintentional ones. But there are some pretty malevolent designs at the heart of this to start with. Before we get into the Bilderberg news, and I've got some news about George Soros and the G7, I want to remind you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have set up a what we're calling the Last Chance Summer Sale. Free shipping, 50% off of dozens of items. Some of our most popular items like Super Male Vitality, Immune Wall, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, as well as Alpha Power and the Real Red Pill Plus. All of those, 50% off plus free shipping. We also have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We've got a new shipment of that in. We've dropped that 50%. And DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Big dollar savings on that. That's very expensive to produce. Great savings to be able to get DNA Force Plus for 50% off, plus free shipping. And finally, we have all the Super Blue dental products, 50% off. That's the two flavors of toothpaste, the mouthwash, the immune spray. All of those have nano silver in them to fight virus as well as bacteria. You know, bacteria creates gum disease. It leads to tooth loss as well as even to heart disease. These are great tasting dental products, especially a toothpaste. I love that. That's my favorite toothpaste I've ever used. And get all those Super Blue dental products, 50% off and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, so we've got Bilderberg going on this weekend, as well as the G7. A lot of people are talking about how, you know, there's so many different international conferences coming up. G7 and Bilderberg at the same time. Then we got the North Korean summit coming up next week, beginning of the week. So everybody's talking about that. But not too many people are talking about Bilderberg. Isn't that interesting? You know, they always talk about Davos, and it's a lot of the same people that will go from Bilderberg to Davos, and they make a big public display there. But what they do at Bilderberg is really the business. And as I showed you before, when I went there in 2014, my wife and I were covering it. We had Ed Balls, who was the shadow secretary of the chancellor of the exchequer. In other words, what we would call the treasury secretary. And they have a shadow government there. He's going and he's trying to get in. And they said, well, you know, show us your badge. Oh, I don't have my badge. I think it's here somewhere. He's got a pull-on, carry-on luggage there. He goes through it. No clothes in the bag at all. It is filled completely with paperwork. It's just little minor discussions that they're having here. You shouldn't be concerned about that. And of course, we now have for the first time a top Vatican official, Cardinal Parolin, the Vatican Secretary of State, will participate for the first time at the Bilderberg Conference. And of course, it is in Turin, Italy. Very important that they do it in Italy this year because that's kind of the tip of the spear in pushing back against the globalist agenda, the elections that they had a few months ago. And we just saw this fight back and forth between the IMF and the establishment political parties against the newly elected parties, trying to shut that down. The newly elected parties won that. This is the first time, again, as I said, that a Vatican official has taken part at Bilderberg. At last year's event in Chantilly, they were focused on the Trump administration. The question was, why is populism growing? This year's theme is pretty much under plebe management, in the opinion of Zero Hedge, because they're looking at things like populism in Europe, other issues like that. They're always concerned. We heard them talk about the precariat. They're concerned about massive pushback against their agenda to consolidate wealth and to take away jobs with automation. What do they do with us when we no longer have jobs? You know, what do you do with the general when he stops being a general? White Christmas. No, they're not just concerned about unemployed generals, although we might get some unemployed generals to help us to take back our government if they take all of our jobs. And that's what they're worried about. They're worried that the proletariat will put them in a precarious position. So they call us the precariat. That's what they've been talking about. As Paul Joseph Watson pointed out on InfoWars, mainstream media habitually dismisses Bilderberg as merely a talking shop with no actual power, but we showed you that picture of Ed Balls. There's numerous examples of the group exerting its influence over world affairs. In 2010, former NATO Secretary General, Bilderberg member Willie Claes admitted that Bilderberg attendees are mandated to implement decisions that are formulated during the annual conference of the power brokers. So when they show up with a suitcase full of papers, they make decisions and they're going to have to implement those things, right? If this is the case, it would violate laws in numerous countries that forbid politicians from being influenced by foreign agents in secret. You know, things like the Logan Act, which they never noticed until they wanted to try to use it against some people in the Trump administration. John Kerry, probably the best example of the Logan Act when he was lobbying against President Trump to try to keep the deal that he and Obama privately did with the Iranians in place. But that's the kind of stuff that happens at Bilderberg all the time. It just doesn't get reported. In 2009, as Watson points out, Bilderberg chairman Davignon even bragged about how the euro single currency was a brainchild of the Bilderberg group. Yeah, that was their first meeting. They had already talked about creating a trade zone, of course. But it was the currency, which was the next step, that was talked about back in their first meeting. And so when we look at these different topics, things like populism in Europe, the future of work, the U.S. before the midterms, free trade, U.S. world leadership, all these different things. You could basically still say they're concerned about Trump. Look at all the different things they have there. The U.S. before midterms, U.S. world leadership, elections, populism in Europe. You notice what they're not interested in? Even though they got Henry Kissinger there, the guy who brought China online for us and everything, there's no concern about China. Everything's working really fine with China. China is their globalist model. And it's just cooking. I mean, they got this big trade surplus and so forth. That's working just according to plan. And we have an article with an interview from Sputnik with the CEO of Policy Sonar. This is an Italian political analysis group. And, of course, this is why they're having it in Italy, is because, like I said, the elections that they had there, the fight going back and forth between the anti-EU groups that won the election and the people like the IMF and the establishment parties there. And that's why this is being done in Turin. And as Sputnik was interviewing this guy, his name is Gallietti. Gallietti said, Soros has been credited for a long time for being one of the very few individuals in the world with his own foreign policy. His own foreign policy. So it's hardly a surprise that someone like Soros is now coming under heavy shelling for the way that he exerts, projects his own influence. Italy is a country, probably is probably the only case that comes to mind in the West where the funding of Italian political parties from foreign sponsors is not illegal. It's actually allowed. And so when he's talking about George Soros there, he says, even though he's there, he's made a lot of enemies because just like he did with the British pound, he speculated against the Italian lira several years ago. A lot of people are very afraid to be associated with him. And as these people are looking at what is happening in Austria, where they're waking up, and pretty much everywhere in Europe except for the UK, where the leadership there, even the conservative leadership, has not awakened to the issues of open borders and what that is meaning for their political system, their culture, everything in that country. George Soros and these others realize that they're going a little bit too fast. You know, first they overruled the choices of the elected political parties and they put an IMF former chair in place as the finance minister in Italy. And then after the two parties that won the election said, okay, that's fine. We'll have another election then. And we'll make this a referendum on the EU and the euro. And we'll make it a straight up election. I think we know who's going to win that. So they backed off and they let them put their guy in. They said, all right, we'll take the IMF guy out. Soros is doing the same thing. Soros is saying, you know, we need to slow things down. All these immigrants that are pouring into Italy, mostly Muslims from Africa. He said, let's give 30 billion euros a year because if we don't, it's going to cause the collapse of the European Union. They realized they went too far, too fast. And the Italian populace said, well, we're going the right direction if George Soros is concerned about this. You know, it came out that George Soros is one of the secret owners of the Triple Crown contender, Justify, that is about to win the Triple Crown if they win the race tomorrow. There's one group that owns 25% of the horse called the China Horse Club. Yeah, they backed that horse a long time ago. But then there's the SF Bloodstock. That's Soros's group. 15%. Maybe he's betting on the wrong horse.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, it's kind of interesting when we see something suspicious and we try to look into it. And, of course, the establishment since the time of the assassination of President Kennedy, if you push back against the official story, you're labeled a conspiracy theorist. That was a weaponized term that they created. At the time, you don't believe in a lone shooter could pull this off at that distance with a moving car with a tree in the way and he's got a bolt action rifle and get, you know, all these headshots at that time. You don't believe the eyewitnesses who heard shots coming from the front. You don't believe the Zapruder film. You're a conspiracy theorist. Shut up. You know, we had a lady who suffered under the MK Ultra program on last week, and she was mentioning Stranger Things, which references the MK Ultra program inside that fictional piece. And I'd never watched it. She got me curious. We watched it with my family. I thought it was pretty good. One thing in that really stuck out with me. There was one scene there where they go to an investigator and they've got some evidence and they give it to him. And he looks at it and he goes, well, we're going to have to spin this in a way that people won't push back on this. He goes, if you give them the full truth, they're not going to take. We're going to have to water this down significantly. He goes, you know, you and I, we've spent our entire life trying to pull back the curtain. But there's a lot of people out there. I had this great quote where I had to cut this out. I had to get Darren. He's coming in this next hour. Get Darren McBreen to put this in a piece. You know, there's a lot of people, he said, out there who don't want the curtain pulled back. We may spend our whole life trying to pull it back, but they don't want to see what's behind the curtain because that curtain gives them stability. It gives them comfort. It gives them a definition for their life. And if you pull back that curtain, they're just waiting for one person with the slightest thread of credibility, 1 ounce of credibility, to call BS on that. And then they'll all start throwing rocks at you, right? And then we see that every time. Well, we had this situation 2 years ago, and I had some individuals, some friends of us, of ours here in Texas said, you know, there's some really strange things going on. We talked about it a little bit. We had some video footage of some individuals. I had some people with some personal knowledge about it. The Walmart situations where they had several of them being closed down around the U.S. abruptly closed, very quickly closed down. They said, well, it's just plumbing problems. It's like, seriously? You're going to put up security guards everywhere. You're going to empty the entire store because and shut it down because of plumbing problems? That doesn't sound too reasonable. So, you know, when you get some kind of a BS story like that, we want to pull back the curtain and see what's going on. And I had some individuals giving me some information. We couldn't prove anything, so I didn't go any further into that. And, of course, Snopes did fact-check the rumors and said, no, no, it's simply plumbing problems. You know, that was that ounce of authority from Snopes to call BS on that, and everybody seized on that. Well, now, it turns out, now you may have noticed, I didn't talk about it, we had a senator, Jeff Merkley, a Democrat from Oregon. He was not happy with what was happening with immigration policy. He doesn't agree with the immigration policy of President Trump. Well, I agree with Trump's immigration policy. I don't agree with this senator. Nevertheless, he wanted to go to one of these Walmarts where these people were being held. He was told, hey, they're being put in one of these Walmarts. And he did a live stream of that, and he showed up there. People saw him getting the bum rush out of there with the police called on him and so forth. And so, yeah, they really are using these Walmarts as secret facilities. Maybe they're just using it for immigration. Maybe they're using it for something else. Maybe there's some of the Walmarts that are being used to house immigrants. Maybe some of them are doing something else. And he had this to say. He said, when an organization has something to hide, not allowing members of Congress to see it in a democracy, that is completely unacceptable. See, I have a policy difference with him. But I think we ought to have transparency. I think that's very important. I think we ought to know what is happening. It ought to raise some questions when we see all these Walmarts closing down. And now we've seen that one of them, at least, is being used. And if you come up, you get taken away by the officials. And that's very troubling when that's done to a U.S. senator. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us in this hour is going to be Larry Pinkney. I think Darren McGreen, I think, is going to be in with Larry as well. We're going to take a look at Alice Johnson, prison reform, and other issues. It should be an interesting discussion, so stay with us. As I was saying in the last hour, we were talking about Bilderberg. And got on to George Soros and his open border agenda, how George Soros, IMF, these other people are pulling it back because they have turned up the heat so much that the frogs of Europe are starting to wake up. And there's been a lot of wake-up elections in Austria, in Italy. And, of course, that's where they're having the Bilderberg meeting this year, is in Italy. One of the things I thought was interesting, as I said, the fact that George Soros is one of the owners, he's got a share in this possible triple crown winner. There's only been 13 horses in history to win the triple crown. Justify on the race tomorrow might become, there's only been a dozen. He might become the 13th, he or she. I don't know if that's male or female horse, but there's one owner that is very well known. They have 60% of that horse and its breeding rights. Another group has 25%. They call that the China Horse Club. Of course, I don't know if Soros is involved in that. I mean, he's been putting a lot of money on the China horse as it is. He and Henry Kissinger and the other Bilderberg globalists, they're not worried at all about China at Bilderberg. It's the U.S. under Trump. It's the EU under populism that they're concerned about. But there's another 15% that is actually nobody's talked about, and that's owned by the SF Bloodstock and SF Racing Group. What does that stand for? Well, that's the Soros Fund. The Soros Fund. And as I pointed out yesterday, Soros is investing money. He's backing a lot of people who are running for district attorney all over the country in strategic races. And it looks like he put his money on the wrong horse in California. I pointed that out yesterday. One big race there where he spent $1.5 million on a single district attorney's race in San Diego. It was a Republican incumbent that he wanted to get out. And the Republican incumbent got 2/3 of the vote. Slammed Soros. And one of the ways that he did that was to publicize the fact that George Soros was trying to buy this local election. See, Soros likes to stay behind in the shadows. just like these other people that frequent Bilderberg. They don't like to draw attention to themselves. They don't pay any attention here. These are not the droids you're interested in. You should go look at Davos and the G7 and the other public events that we put on for your consumption. Don't look at Bilderberg. But it's not the only horse that he backed in California and lost. There was also an election in Alameda County. An incumbent district attorney, Nancy O'Malley, also won her race with 60% of the vote, even though George Soros was trying to overthrow her. And a third Soros-backed candidate in Contra Costa County won, but still may face a runoff in November's general election if she fails to win more than 50% of the votes in a recount. So, you know, maybe Soros will have more luck on the triple crown than he did with the triple losses that he had in California on the district attorneys that he picked. But Lynn, let's turn to the G7, which is going to be going on, We've had the European leaders, especially Macron and Trudeau, had a lot to say. I am so happy to see the bromance between President Trump and Emmanuel Macron evaporate. Maybe it was just for show. I hope it was just for show. But whether there was anything there or not, now it looks like that relationship is on the rocks. Before we get to that, we had Angela Merkel also stepping in, saying that Europe has to step up in Trump's new world order. This is the way Bloomberg puts it. So you see how they reverse the stuff? New World Order, that was a conspiracy theory, just like the Walmarts closing down for plumbing problems, you know, seven of them. Now we find out that at least one of them, perhaps more, being used to house immigrants. We don't know what all of them are being used for. We said at the time, hey, this is something that they're doing with the government. These are government facilities. They wouldn't tell us. If they're going to use it to house immigrants, isn't that something that would be legitimate that they could talk about? Why are they threatening a U.S. senator who's live streaming this, why are they threatening him? Why don't we have transparency? We should. Why do they have to hide this? What else are they doing there? Just as they would say, the New World Order, that's a conspiracy theory. And then when they couldn't deny it any longer, they would say, well, it's a good thing. And now they're saying it's Trump's New World Order. Trying to attach that phrase to Trump. No, New World Order means a globalist government. And now the globalists are saying, no, it's Trump who wants a New World Order. So you got Chancellor Merkel, as Bloomberg is saying, made a forceful pitch for Europe to play a more assertive role in global affairs as President Trump dismantles the post-World War II order, setting the stage for a potential tense standoff at the Group of Seven summit this week. Hey, that's a good thing if he dismantles it. You know all this back and forth between Trudeau? Like I said to some Canadians who came back to me on Twitter, I said, look, this is going to be a bilateral agreement. The good news is that he is fighting this new world order that they're setting up, and NAFTA is just one of the stepping stones. If he can deconstruct that, that's a good thing for you as a Canadian, just like it's a good thing for me as an American. Then we can talk about the economic trade back and forth, and there will be bilateral trade. So Merkel is still reviving these comments, these criticisms that she had about President Trump when he was saying, hey, you need to step up and pay for NATO if you're going to be in NATO. At that time, she said, these are not times we can fully rely on others. That is over to some extent. And so she came back and she said, you know, I still stand by those comments. And then Macron and Trudeau made some interesting comments in Ottawa. And, of course, the place we're going to have the G7 is a small area just outside of Ottawa. So they met and the two of them said, the American president may not mind being isolated, said Macron in a tweet, but neither do we mind signing a six-country agreement if necessary. Ooh, well, that got President Trump going. And let me read to you what he had to say. Why isn't the European Union and Canada informing the public that for years they have used massive trade tariffs and non-monetary trade barriers against the U.S.? Totally unfair to our farmers, our workers, our companies. Take down your tariffs and barriers or we will more than match you. Yeah, it's been a war that's been going on for a long time. Wall Street says, look at this. Trump's got a new world order. Trump's got a trade war. Well, they were the ones who created the new world order. They were the ones who went to war with us. They're the ones who have been bombing our factories and farms with unfair high tariffs for decades. And President Trump is turning it around. He said Prime Minister Trudeau is being so indignant, bringing up the relationship the U.S. and Canada had over many years, all sorts of other things. But he doesn't bring up the fact that they charge us up to 300% on dairy. 300% on dairy. You know, just like China had a trade tariff that was 10 times our trade, 25% on cars. We charge them 2.5%. And same thing with Europe. It was, I think, 10% tariff. We charged them 2.5%. He goes on to say, please tell Prime Minister Trudeau and President Macron they are charging the U.S. massive tariffs and create non-monetary barriers. The EU trade surplus with the United States is $151 billion. And Canada keeps our farmers and others out. I look forward to seeing them tomorrow. So he's going to be going there today. And then yesterday he had Prime Minister Abe from Japan. Now, of course, it was going to be the end of the world if we pulled out of TPP, and President Trump did that on day one. But what he's doing with Prime Minister Abe, he said, we're seeking a bilateral deal. And so he is still conducting trade with Japan. They're just doing it on a bilateral basis. You know, all this back and forth about the War of 1812, the smear that was put out there by Jim Acosta and CNN. One of the things you need to think about is the fact that, yeah, the British, the Canadians or whatever, you know, when they burned down the White House, they've been burning down our industry. They've been burning down our manufacturing. They try to burn down our farms with tariffs. And at the time, the British were also trying to overthrow our sovereignty. And that's what NAFTA is doing as well. And we see that. We understand that. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block
us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to fight. It's too late to change.
Got it.
All right, welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining me in studio right now is Larry Pinkney and Darren McBreen. Glad to have you guys here. Good to see you in person. I think this first time, well, second time we've met. We want to talk about prison reform, because we had these amazing videos that when I saw these things really touched my heart. To see Alice Johnson, to see her released from video. As a matter of fact, from prison, we've got the video of it. Let's play the video of her as she goes running to her family. Just take a look at this video here. So happy to get out of jail and look at
this. All right, so we are going to hear from Dan. You see there, Ms. Johnson
run.
Being reunited with her friends and her family. They made that trip to meet her earlier this afternoon.
Wow.
We heard this was going to happen. Took a couple of hours or so for some of the logistics to be worked out, but then she was released just a few minutes ago.
All right, let's play what she actually had to say to the people there. Let's run video clip number one, because it's very touching what she had to say. Here's Alice Johnson.
First of all, thank my Lord and Savior.
Thank God.
Jesus Christ.
Thank God.
Without Him, I can do nothing. But with him, I can do everything. I want to thank President Donald John Trump.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you. For giving me another chance in life. And restoring me to myself.
Thank you, Kim.
And I have so many people to thank. I'm just so thankful. I feel like my life is starting over again. This is a miracle day, the most unexpected thing to happen to me in my life. And I'm just,
Well, her life is starting over again. And I think the important thing is we look at this, you know, we had Jim Acosta openly mocking Kim Kardashian for taking an interest in this.
And I just want to say this, David. This should send a loud message to the NFL players on the Philadelphia Eagles who refused to go to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they were that concerned about police brutality in the black community, talk to them. You've got a chance to talk to the president of the United States, but you refuse to go.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy could be talked. I mean, look what happened. This is the result. And these guys had that opportunity and they blew it.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they really want to do something, their issue is police brutality. Mm-hmm. We all want to see police brutality change. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have institutions that are constantly going to be either reforming or you're going to embrace the corruption. You know, when you got somebody that's corrupt or a bad actor in an institution, like Frank Serpico said, you got to purge them out, or the institution itself becomes corrupt and increasingly corrupt. So we all want to see prison reform. You know, they always like to play these statistical games. We can say there's more white people that are brutalized by the police, and that's true, mm-hmm. but it's a greater percentage of black people that are brutalized. Both of those things are true. So why can't we come together and say, let's stop that? The brutality is the issue, not the color.
And the thing is, David, first of all, it's wonderful being here in Austin, Texas.
Glad you could come.
My brother, and with this brother right here, Darren McBreen. Let me say the bottom line is that it continues to be this divide and conquer game.
Yeah.
Okay. It continues to be. I've got to say, when I saw the clip that you showed of this woman running to her family, and who did that?
Yeah.
President Donald J. Trump. All right. It's time for us to wake up.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of being used, manipulated, played off by these lunatics, these maniacs of the so-called Democrat Party, when we should be coming together. And Darren made an excellent point with respect to the NFL. The NFL should learn from this.
Yeah.
Okay? Learn from this. We have someone that we can talk with. We're not asking you to agree. We don't need robots. And I think that this is yet another instance of where President Trump has shown himself to be open, to be a true human. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm it excites me. I'm delighted. And as we said back in the day, oh, power to the people.
Well, you know, it's one of the things Kim Kardashian's husband, Kanye West, had been saying, you know, they misconstrued his statements about slavery, just like they misconstrued President Trump's joke about 1812. Didn't you guys burn down the White House in 1812? Whatever. But it's 1814. But anyway, the bottom line is what he was talking about was being slaves on a Democrat plantation, saying the Democrats own you. You can't talk to President Trump because he's on a different plantation. He, you know, we're your master. You can't go straight to him. And they broke that paradigm, he and his wife, Kim.
But this is also about who controls the narrative. And we know that it's mostly the left controls Hollywood. They control the movies. They control the music industry. They control most of the news that we watch. And look at Roseanne as an example. The headlines were, and if you didn't look into it, if you didn't read past the headlines, this is what the headlines say. Roseanne tweeted racist remarks about a black Obama aide, right? She doesn't look too black to me. Roseanne didn't even know she was black.
Yeah.
But if you don't read beyond the headlines, and this was verbatim, just hundreds and hundreds of publications, late night talk shows, late night comedy. And so the average person just, wow, I didn't know Roseanne was racist. Really, a black Obama aide? Wow, that's horrible.
You know, I talked about that. That's horrible. Most people don't know that Obama is white. I mean, he is white, he's CIA, and he's more CIA than he is white or black, okay?
Well, and you and I always called him the ghost president because you might as well be a Manchurian candidate or whatever. Well, he's got such a mysterious past.
Yeah.
A shady resume, shady past, and Larry, he really suffered from going against Obama, being part of the left. He used to have speaking engagements on a regular basis at colleges, and they just stopped talking to him.
He got the Roseanne treatment.
He got the Roseanne treatment.
The Roseanne treatment.
Pretty much. Or the Uncle Tom. You know, I mean, how many times have you heard that? So how dare he goes against Obama, but he just didn't agree with Obama's policies. And what did Obama do for the black community?
Oh, my God.
Zilch.
Zilch. Yep. Zero, nada, nothing. And let me say, quite frankly, that it's imperative to understand. Let me jump back to Kanye West for a moment. Let me paraphrase a quote by none other than Harriet Tubman, who said, "I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew or accept or recognize that they were slaves." Slaves.
So true today.
That's even more true today.
And they don't know that they are, they don't think about the fact that they're completely held captive. By this political affiliation, and they won't break out of that paradigm.
The Democratic plantation is what they call it.
So you got Jim Acosta, who trolls Kim Kardashian and makes fun of it, and yet here's Jim Acosta on a regular basis coming after President Trump for all kinds of, what are you eating? Are you eating the wrong diet or what? All kinds of trivial nonsense. He could ask him questions about prison reform. He could ask him stuff that is of substance. But no, it's Kim Kardashian who goes there and asks the questions of substance. And so I put out a poll. I said, who has more credibility, Jim Acosta or Kim Kardashian? And it was like 90-10 in favor of Kim Kardashian. And that was before this happened, before the actual pardon went through.
Wow.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what is really in view here in terms of prison. And we've got another quote from Alice Johnson that is very, very touching, talking about what kept her going after getting a lifetime prison sentence for a nonviolent crime.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome Welcome back. I'm David Nine, and we're here with Darren McBreen and Larry Pinkney. And I assume that our audience knows Larry Pinkney, a man who needs no introduction, but I should have introduced him. We were just scrambling to try to get all the different microphones hooked up here, adding two additional guests during the break, and things came in pretty quickly. But, of course, you write on blackactivistwg.org. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And Larry was one of the original people in the original Black Panther Party. Distinguished, and he makes it very clear that they're very different from the new Black Panther Party. And he knows all about the FBI COINTEL programs and so forth, and we've talked about that many times. Today we're talking about Alice Johnson, and we're going to talk about prison reform. But before we do, I want to play one more clip of Alice Johnson, who was pardoned by President Trump after her case was presented to President Trump by Kim Kardashian, breaking the control, the domination of the Democrat Party. As Darren pointed out and Larry pointed out in the last segment, the idea that the NFL players or the NBA players don't even want to go to talk to President Trump. Well, you know, you can have some influence. You've got an opportunity here to talk to the president. You don't want to talk to him about some issue that's important to you? I mean, Jim Acosta and CNN aren't going to bring up any important issues. If you want prison reform, if you want police reform, if you want some other issue, something like that done, you're not going to get that kind of question asked by CNN or by the establishment media. They're not going to ask it in person. They're not going to ask it in the debates when we're having our elections. So you got an opportunity to talk to the president. Why wouldn't you take that? And so you have Kanye West saying, we're not going to be the slaves of the Democrat Party. We're not going to be on their plantation. We're going to talk to them. And Kim Kardashian goes there, talks to them about prison reform. So we're going to talk about prison reform, what that's going to hopefully look like. But let's have one more clip here from Alice Johnson. She went on Fox News with Martha McCollum, and here's what she had to say.
My message to President Trump is thank you so much, President Trump, for taking the time to really look at my case and to really look at me. And as I've said before, I promise you, President Trump, I will make you proud that you gave me that second chance. And I tell Kim, keep your passion. I believe that what she is seeing happen for me is really stirred something even more up in her, a desire to help people, as she said, one person at a time.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was funny. You said that one of the things that shocked you the most when you got out was how much people were looking at their phones. I thought that's really that's been a big change since you were away, right?
Yes. Yes.
But good thing Kim Kardashian was looking at her phone, because I think that's how she found you. Thank you so much, Alice. We really wish you
all
the best.
All right, let's hold her right there. Okay, so
that's not all that's changed.
You got that,
yeah,
right.
She's in a different world.
Yeah, wait till you see what else is on the phone. But you know that she became a minister in prison. She's 63 years old now. She's been in jail for 21 years. And she said the thing that got her through all of that was her faith in Christ. You know what? Maybe Kim Kardashian got her out of prison. Maybe she can break Kim Kardashian's bondage to celebrity and the rest of the things that are out there. You know, she might be able to give her some good lessons in life as well. Sure. But as President Trump tweeted out, good luck to Alice Johnson. Have a wonderful life. She now has a new life there. But we've got tens of thousands of people who are still in jail, like this lady, given a life sentence because of the mandatory minimum structure that was set up in the early days of the war on drugs during Reagan's administration. And based on the quantity of something that you're doing, you know, the quantity of pot you might have, you might get 10 years, even though it's nonviolent, even though you've never had a speeding ticket in your life, you're going to go to jail for 10 years, or you might go to jail for life in this particular case. Why are we warehousing so many people in prison that are nonviolent? I just don't understand.
Part of it's the prison industrial complex.
I mean,
there's money to be made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also the prison industrial complex, that also includes the police. And, of course, they're making a great deal of money with civil asset forfeiture. You know, that's the profit motive. Yeah. Again, not only the private prisons and the expansion of prisons. And they were, as they instituted these mandatory minimum programs under Reagan, they were putting so many people in prison so quickly that they were having to let out violent offenders at the time. That was the thing that amazed me. It's like, I'm looking at this and as I tweeted out, I said, okay, let's do the prison reform. Let's end the mandatory minimums and stuff. And if you don't have compassion for people, Alice Johnson after looking at her, then just think of all the money that you're being taxed to pay to warehouse these people in cells. I mean, that's absolutely incredible to me that we're paying all of that money and that the early days of this, they're letting out violent criminals. And you still have violent criminals who aren't serving life sentences. I mean, people who commit murder, people who commit rape, they get out. But this lady was going to be in for her entire life if President Trump hadn't intervened. And it's time that we intervene structurally to get tens of thousands of people like her out of jail.
And I think that's the point. Structurally, that's what we have to do. I always say that this is about, or should be about, systemic change, okay? It's all this chopping at the branches. No, no. We need to go right to the root. And I want to take the opportunity right now to say this. You didn't know I was going to say this, David, but there are a lot of political prisoners in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be real about that.
Yes.
And as such, we have got to go to the heart of the matter. We have political prisoners, black, white, brown, red, and yellow, who are citizens of this country.
Yes.
Okay? We need to deal with that. I just wanted to throw that out very quickly.
Oh, as a matter of fact, yeah. I've talked many times to the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who was running Silk Road. And, again, this is tangential to the war on drugs, because he was running a website that would allow people to buy drugs in the safety of their home. They would be able to do ratings so that they would know the different vendors if they're putting out contaminated stuff, because a lot of people will get buy drugs on the street if they don't suffer violence. They will get something that is contaminated or of a intensity unknown, and they can die of overdose or die of a contaminant or whatever. But that aside, the way that they came after him, because he was running a website where people could buy drugs, because they were using cryptocurrency and there was some anonymity in that, they came after him and gave him a, I think it's three life sentences that he is serving. So he will never get out. No possibility for parole. He never hurt anybody. There were rumors that were put out in the press about murder for hire. He was never even charged with that. Yet the judge brought that up at the trial. As if he had been convicted, charged and convicted, and used that, even though he was never charged with a crime, never stood trial for that, used those accusations, those allegations from people, you know, like CNN or whatever, used those allegations to get him those three life sentences. And as we saw with the Bundys, they excluded witnesses that would be exculpatory. They had government agents that were running that website, stole nearly $1 million, and they wouldn't let the jury be informed of that. So you have all kinds of things like that that are happening. Like you point out, political prisoners, people that are put in jail because they get at a point of control that the government thinks is very important.
That's right. I'm sorry.
No.
You go ahead. I'll
I didn't mean to cut you off. But I was just thinking how Dinesh D'Souza, Tommy Chong, Larry Pinkney. Tommy Chong was another victim. And until, just think about who the FBI is going after right now. Why isn't Hillary Clinton facing
that
prison?
Right.
That's right. So it really starts from the top. And Larry was a victim of COINTELPRO, and this was back in the 60s, and we had it, we got obtained his, through a Freedom of Information Act request, the FBI profile on him. And the reason it said right there in the Freedom of Information request and the FBI official FBI profile on Larry Pinkney, the reason why he was a threat was because of his ability to unite people of all color.
Yeah.
That's what made him such a threat. And they were doing whatever they could to neutralize him. And because this is what we always talk about, because they want a nation divided. And this is, of course, there's a lot of good people in the FBI. There's a lot of good people in the CIA, a lot of patriotic people. But at the very top, they are as corrupt as it gets.
Yeah.
And they always have been. And the CIA from the very beginning.
That's right.
So I think.
It didn't start with Comey. It started with the guy who created the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover.
No. And the thing is, I don't think we're going to have total justice in this country until it begins at the top.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got a lot of work to do.
That's right.
That's great.
But this is a beginning. And so let's hope that the joy that we've seen with Alice Johnson, who had turned her life around, who had never harmed anybody, no violence involved there. Again, this was a war on drugs crime. And you know what? The war on drugs itself is a crime. It's a crime against the Constitution, against the 10th Amendment, against the 18th Amendment, as it illustrates. We'll be right back.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight here with Larry Pinkney and Darren McBreen. We've been talking about the case of Alice Johnson, hoping that this is going to be expanded into broader prison reform. Before we go back into our discussion, I just want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got many, many products, a couple of dozen, that we have 50% off and free shipping store-wide. So we have everything from Brain Force Plus to the Super Blue dental products to Silver Bullet, many, many products, our most popular products, 50% off and free shipping store-wide. So take a look at the products we have there. We really do appreciate and need your support. That's what keeps this program on the air. It's what keeps us free and independent. But I want to get back to what we were talking about just before the break, and that was the FBI. As you mentioned, Darren, Larry, you were a target of the FBI's COINTEL program. And I think it's interesting because we've seen Alan Dershowitz, who has always been a hardcore liberal, a real liberal, who is really concerned about the rule of law and so forth. And he has been really coming to the defense of President Trump with this Mueller investigation, saying we don't want to criminalize our political differences. And he said, what's the matter with the left? Here are these people who have always been skeptical of the FBI and so forth. He said they've become the biggest sycophant cheerleaders to these people. Yep. They used to oppose things like the FBI COINTEL program, you know, where they would infiltrate groups and so forth. And here they're doing this to President Trump. And they're cheerleading that because it's their political enemy.
That's right. And, you know, quite frankly, I have to call it what it really is. It's a 21st century mild form of fascism.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it really is.
That's right.
Okay. The so-called Democrat Party, so-called liberals, so-called progressives have made a mockery, mockery of all that, they supposedly stand for. Okay. And about this, Dershowitz is, he's correct. He's correct. You're going
and he's been ostracized now, just like you've been ostracized by people for your support of Trump, because you support the rule of law. They've thrown him out because they don't want the rule of law.
They're hypocrites.
Yeah.
They're absolute hypocrites. And we cannot, as a people, as a country, as a nation, whether you like the president or not, that's not the point. Mm-hmm. That's not the point. The point is we are a sovereign nation, one people, and the rule of law. We have a constitution and a bill of rights. Let's utilize it. I get a little passionate, sorry, but it just really, really irks me when I look at the so-called left and they're showing themselves to be fascists, just straight up fascists in the name of bashing President Trump. That is not acceptable.
And it's totally 1984, George Orwellian, because they say they're the anti-fascists in the process. Like, wait a minute. You guys are acting like the fascist here. I was just thinking, how insane is the left when, just an example, Bill Clinton is speaking publicly on behalf of the Me Too movement, and he gets heckled, and if somebody says something, you know, what was the guy say? Hey, what happened on those flights with Epstein, 27 logged flights on the Lolita Express? And everybody boos this guy. But I'm just thinking that's the political climate of today. Let's say Bill Clinton is somewhere on behalf of the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. If somebody stands up and says, Bill Clinton is a rapist, and he will get heckled to death. The people in the crowd, boo, get out of here, get out of here. And it's crazy because he really is a serial rapist, and he should be the guy that they're supposedly up against.
Well, think about the media and how it has changed. Because you got Ken Starr, who was supposedly the guy that was coming after Bill Clinton. And yet he ignored the sexual assault. He ignored the rape. He ignored all the corruption with Whitewater and all these different Clinton schemes and everything. And he goes after a consensual affair that he told a white lie about under oath, okay? Yes. And that becomes the basis for the attack because he didn't want to come after, you know, he was controlled opposition. And you can see it in the fact that Ken Starr became Epstein's lawyer.
Yes.
Later, okay? Yes. And then for a triple crown, he defends the Baylor football players when he's president of Baylor.
That's
after
right.
All that stuff. I mean, Ken Starr has been there at all these different junctions. But when we talk about the hypocrisy, that goes way back into the 90s as well, because you had Anita Hill, who was coming after Clarence Thomas, because with a silly charge that was just a he said, she said, but it was it didn't rise above the level of just a silly comment, kind of like the Roseanne Barr comment, okay, wanted to keep him out of the Supreme Court. But then immediately when shortly after he, you know, after those the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas trial, if we want to call it that, then you have the Bill Clinton situation, and she supports Bill Clinton when he's accused of violent sexual assault and rape. After accusing Clarence Thomas of some inappropriate workplace comment.
Well, somebody approached Maxine Waters with a hidden camera, and this is about a year ago, but she just kept saying Trump and the grabber by the you know what comment, right? Mm-hmm. So Maxine Waters is very offended by that. And the person with the hidden camera says, what about Bill Clinton? And she says, I don't want to hear about Bill Clinton.
Right.
I don't want to hear about it. And it's like a little kid. Remember we were talking about, it's like a little kid.
Not listening.
It doesn't, you know, not going to listen to anything you say. It is so childish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really amazing. Here we got Bill Clinton logged on this 27 or so flights, somewhere around 27 flights on the Lolita Express. Oh, he's just going to go there and play checkers with the guy? I mean, come on. We know. In fact, he would escape from his security detail, act like he's going to the bathroom, and the guys are like, oh, my God, we lost him again. He was,
maybe that's where he got the idea for the book, The President is Missing. Have you guys seen it? We don't know where he is.
Well, so, you know, it's I'm so glad you brought that up, you know, Darren. And by the way, I want to say something. To Sister Roseanne Barr. You know what, Roseanne? We love you. We respect you. We understand where you're coming from. There would have been no Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
There would have been no George Carlin. There would have been no Richard Pryor. Okay. Had it not been an open society. Okay. This PC, this political correctness is nothing but censorship. And it Roseanne, I think you'd be surprised to know how many people just love you. And thank you, by the way, for years ago coming out in support of our dear sister, Cynthia McKinney. Thank you, Roseanne.
Yeah, and of course, as George Carlin said, it's just political correctness is just fascism masquerading as good manners, right? and it would shut down, add to that list, it would shut down Mel Brooks, it would shut down Monty Python. You couldn't do comedy. What about Don Rickles? I mean, his whole shtick was ripping people apart.
I'm thinking
apart.
George Jefferson and Archie Bunker. I mean, those were the good old days, you know?
Yeah.
And we just lost that. Everybody's walking on eggshells, afraid they're going to offend somebody. And you know what? Because you slip up, you say the slightest thing.
No, it's okay if you're leftist. Okay.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
That's right. Michelle Wolf, as all this was happening to Roseanne Barr, Slate comes out and says, Michelle Wolf is her best when she's her most vicious.
Yeah. Okay. And they are vicious, man. Yeah. They are nasty. I mean, you know, what's her name with the severed head?
Kathy Griffin.
That's acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is available there. Well, you know, when we look at breaking this paradigm, going back to where we started with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, taking a lot of hits from people saying, you don't even talk to President Trump, but they get a lady freed, who's, should not be in jail. Certainly, it's a waste of taxpayers' money, but it is a waste of her life. And as we're looking at prison reform here, we've got 45% of black Americans are concerned about immigration because they say their neighborhoods are much, much worse under it. They don't necessarily want to live next to MS-13. And if you don't have a border wall, these people who are trying to escape from El Salvador, this guy way up where my wife came from in Long Island, we thought we'd escape this, and they followed us up here and killed my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if you got an open border, you can't. You know, the bad guys are going to come through with the good guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think this is going to do? Is he going to get, certainly I think this is going to help President Trump as this opens up things for him, working with Kim Kardashian on this, maybe on prison reform, but also the immigration issue.
And I have to call it what it is. The vast majority of these folks are not immigrants. An immigrant follows the law.
That's right.
All right? When you follow the law of the country that is your host country, you don't come in and break the law immediately, even upon entering. They are migrants.
They're foreign citizens criminally trespassing.
Exactly. Yeah. I like that. That's very good.
And anybody that's providing a sanctuary city for them, they're criminals as well.
That's right.
I don't care what the courts say.
And they're hurting. Look, how can a country... this is just common sense. How can a country be a nation, a sovereign nation, that does not control its borders?
That's right.
And I just want to point this out, too, that the United States, the left always says the U.S. government is racist and insensitive. The United States government takes more migrants, refugees, and immigrants than all other countries combined.
That's right. Well, people in Europe understand what this is about. And it is blowing back against them so much that George Soros says, let's pull this back. Okay, he's telling his fellow elitists, maybe we need to slow walk this. The water is boiling so quickly. We've turned the temperature up so rapidly the frogs are waking up. Thank you for joining us, Larry.
Thank you.
And Derek.
Patrick in the Great Nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in this next hour. We're going to have Tim Alberino joining us. Of course, he's going to be speaking at the Gen 6 conference coming up in September. I will be there as well. We're going to tell you how you can get a discount on that to stream that if you'd like to do that. Coming up in the fall, we're going to be talking about transhumanism. That's the topic of Gen 6. And, of course, that's for Genesis 6, if you understand what that is about. We're going to be talking with Tim about robotics, about transhumanism, about artificial intelligence, genetic modification, all the different technologies that are expanding much more rapidly than we realize. And we're not really coming to terms with the implications that it's going to have for our lives, for our society. But in this segment here at the top of the hour, I'd like to talk about what's coming up with North Korea. We've had some news that's been breaking today about North Korea. We've had President Trump saying he's still very positive about this, but it's going to be the key to a good summit is going to be a good attitude. He says it's all about attitude. It's not about preparation. He says he's perfectly prepared for this. And, of course, I think one of the good signs is that Bolton is going to be taking a back seat. He's going to be there, but he's not going to be out front because he was saying some very provocative things, of course, reminding Kim Jong-un that they're going to do the Libyan model. They're going to have to put Mike Pompeo out front, I think, because Rudy Giuliani was also making some ridiculous comments that I think are, you look at this and it's like, how can these people be this stupid? The comments that Rudy Giuliani was making over the weekend, just playing what if, eventually those got walked back by some adults in the room. People like Senator Cornyn here in Texas said, why are we even talking about this? There's not any crime. What are you talking about? The president pardoning himself. Or whether the president can shoot Comey in the street and could he be called into jail? You don't talk about stuff like that, especially as the president's lawyer. This is not a debating society. And still, Rudy Giuliani is out there trying to grab the headlines by saying that Kim Jong-un got on his hands and knees and begged to keep this going. Now, Mike Pompeo, the adult in the room in this particular case, dismissed the comments made by Rudy Giuliani and said that Rudy doesn't speak for the administration when it comes to this negotiation. So let's hope that there is going to be something positive coming from this, because as President Trump has pointed out, this could be the end to the Korean War. Not just a nuclear disarmament, but it could be the end of the Korean War. And let's hope that one of the things that may come out of this is 30,000 troops coming home from South Korea that have been there for a very long time. That would be a big, maybe, I got an idea. Maybe we could put them on the border and provide border security for the United States instead of South Korea. That'd be a great idea. So hopefully that's going to happen. They're going to have to be careful because the risk in all this, of course, as Joel Skousen has pointed out, Kim's father, Kim's grandfather, they have always used agreements in the past just to buy time so they can continue with their program. Maybe they're trying to buy time on this since their nuclear test back in the fall collapsed their nuclear test site. The mountain collapsed the mountain on top of their nuclear test site. But they have dismantled their launch site, and that is a big advantage. Not the nuclear test site. That was dismantled by the mountain falling on it. But subsequent to that, they have dismantled their launch site, the missiles that they've been launching over Japan. I mean, you know, what could go wrong with that? Well, a lot could go wrong with that. That could start a conflict right there. So there's already been some good fallout from this, if we will. And also, we have the rumors about Rodman attempting to go to the conference. Trump said it's not going to be about that. So it's not going to be about a photo op. We're really going to do something about this. Dennis Rodman is not going to be at the summit. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be the beginning of next week. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I was saying at the top of the hour, President Trump has said that Dennis Rodman is not invited to the Kim Jong-un summit. Also said this is much more than a photo op. In other words, well, let's hope that one person that is not going to be invited is Rudy Giuliani. You know, John Bolton is going to be there, but he's going to be in the background. But Rudy Giuliani, it's almost as if he's trying to tank these talks, or if he's trying to tank the Trump administration with the comments he made over the weekend. Here's what Rudy Giuliani had to say about the upcoming conference and about Kim Jong-un.
Well, somehow North Korea, after he canceled the summit, because they insulted the vice president, they insulted his national security advisor, and they also said they were going to go to nuclear war against us. They were going to defeat us in a nuclear war. We said, well, we're not going to have a summit under those circumstances. Well, Kim Jong-un got back on his hands and knees and begged for it.
I think we need to get on our hands and knees and beg President Trump to put Rudy Giuliani off of the world stage. It's... Take his feet out of his mouth. He keeps putting them in there. Kim Jong-un is afraid of assassination attempt. As a matter of fact, China may be escorting him with fighter jets when he goes to Singapore to meet President Trump. So he's very paranoid living in a situation as he does. I mean, you know, he assassinated his brother. That's the way these guys operate, the tyrants, the dictators. It's about assassination. I guess he's concerned that maybe some of the generals may assassinate him if he really goes through with taking the nuclear weapons out. It's hard to say. Are they buying time? Are they really genuine about it? Pompeo said, Rudy does not speak for us. I have talked on multiple occasions, he said, to Kim Jong-un, and he understands that what is on the table is total denuclearization, handing over the weapons that he has, not just shutting down test sites and programs. So we'll see what happens with it. I think we do have an adult in the room as far as that goes. We got President Trump. We got Mike Pompeo. Let's leave Bolton and Rudy back home. So we'll see what happens with that today. We have the G7, as I was talking about that earlier. President Trump is going there as the bromance between Trump and Macron is now over. And I think President Trump had great statements in terms of coming back at them. As I said, well, he thinks he can do it on his own. He's not going to be sticking around, by the way, for the climate change lectures. He's going to skip that. He doesn't need to hear that. And he's not buying that. And he's not buying the fact that this is a trade war. As President Trump is well aware and has said over and over again, this trade war began decades ago when they did things like put a 300% trade tariff on milk coming from the United States going into Canada. You know, things like that. And as he was making those statements, he was meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan, Abe, and talking about bilateral trade. We don't need to have a TPP. The TPP would have set up a supranational organization that would have managed our trade. And NAFTA has been managed trade, not free trade. As Ron Paul pointed out, if you want free trade, you don't need a 1,000-page agreement. Well, these other agreements are far more than 1,000 pages. In this segment, we've got Tim Alberino coming up in the next segment. We're going to talk about transhumanism, the many different types of technology from robotics to genetic engineering that are on the horizon that may completely transform our world if we're not very aware, very careful, but there are also some darker forces behind this. We're going to be talking to Tim Alberino coming up in the next segment. Before we do, as we look at all of this, things that we're talking about in the last hour with Darren McBreen and Larry Pinkney, as we look at the decay of our rule of law, you know, part of this, I think, is the moral decay that we have seen in our country. And down in Miami, they have grave robbers there that are going through Miami's historic district. And, of course, these are some of Miami's oldest black cemeteries. You've got Santeria worshipers. You've got people digging up the graves to rob the bones because they want to use them in witchcraft ceremonies. One of the people said, there's a lot of witchcraft going on here. I've been offered $1,000 for a skull. It's inhumane how they're attacking the dead, how they're dismantling the graves. Our history is buried in these cemeteries. They said at Lincoln Park, it's a burial place of some of Miami's most prominent black leaders. They had three graves, including one of a child, were broken into and ransacked just 2 months ago. So what is happening to our culture? You know, we are tearing down the monuments everywhere, but we're also digging up even the graves of the people who were there. It's really collapsing, I think. You know, we had a story from National Review that really caught my attention, A Tale of Two Commencement Addresses. And in this article, they contrasted Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the guy who wrote Gulag Archipelago. He was a prisoner of the Soviet Union for a very long time. He eventually got out, came to the West, and he was not really too impressed with the West. He saw a lot of flaws here in Western civilization as well. And so he gave the commencement address at Harvard in 1978. This National Review article contrasted what he had to say with what Hillary Clinton said this year at Yale. So Solzhenitsyn, 1978 in Harvard, Hillary Clinton in Yale. Of course, her presentation was all about identity politics, her personal pride, her entitlement to things. She said, there's leaders in our country who blatantly incite people with hateful rhetoric. you know, people who say things like call the other people deplorable, you know, those type of people. Obviously, she wasn't looking in a mirror, but she also had a Russian hat. She's talking about Russia as well. I said, well, he talked a great deal about Russia. He talked about some of the same points. He urged students to fight for freedom, for democracy. He asserted a need for more civic engagement and so forth. He warned about dangers of attacks on the truth. She's talking about, oh, false media and Russian attacks and everything. But what Solzhenitsyn had to say was very different. They kind of distilled it by saying Clinton called for radical empathy to heal our country. But Solzhenitsyn demanded a spiritual blaze to save the soul of the West. He didn't equate, says National Review, he didn't equate civic courage with mere political engagement or activism. Indeed, he warned that while ideological underpinnings of communism would not triumph, he saw legalism in the United States that could not sustain the soul of democracy. He said, I've spent my whole life under a communist regime, and I'll tell you that a society without any objective legal scale is a terrible one indeed. But a society with no other scale than a legal one is not quite worthy of man either. And I was thinking about that the entire time we're talking about the war on drugs and talking about Alice Johnson, who's just, you know, was given a life sentence, nonviolent, first-time drug offender. We have a lot of people who say, well, you know, she broke the law. You know, are we going to leave out the ultimate law, the Constitution? Are we going to lock people up without any moral concern? Are we going to create a war on drugs because we have abandoned the idea that there is a soul, that is, that's really the problem with people? You know, when I look at the war on drugs, besides the attack on our human rights, besides the attack on the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, besides all the corruption that it creates, all the misery that it creates with the mandatory minimums and so forth, what is fundamentally behind that is the idea that we have to solve all of our problems with laws, and with laws at the highest level, with laws in Washington. And even though these people have spiritual issues, or you may want to say psychological issues, we're going to use law enforcement. We're going to use that hammer. That's going to be the tool that we're going to use regardless of what the problem is. That is the kind of moral decay that Solzhenitsyn was talking about. A society with no scale other than a legal one is not worthy of man, and it will cause the fall of our civilization. You know, I see the same attitude when we look at torture, for example. People will take a purely pragmatic approach to that and say, well, hey, it works. Well, no, it didn't work. It gave us the weapons of mass destruction lies that led us into the Iraq War. But we had people that we executed at Nuremberg. We created the Nuremberg Code. We said, no, you're not going to just follow the law. You're not going to just follow orders. There is a higher standard. And that was what was Solzhenitsyn saw was missing in the West. What has become our downfall here in the West? Yeah, we are completely destroying everything, even down to the bones that we're digging up.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Timothy Alberino. Of course, his site is TrueLegendsTheSeries.com, but also there's another website, Gen6, that's G-E-N-S-I-X, and that is all about a conference on transhumanism that's coming up in September. I'll be speaking there, Tim will be speaking there, Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, many others. We have Hugo Degaris that I've interviewed many times about the Artelect War and artificial intelligence. Hugo Degaris is a very preeminent scientist on artificial intelligence. Matter of fact, I think he's still in China. I think he's living there. He was working for a number of years at a university in China. But he wrote a very interesting book called The Artelect War, essentially talking about gigadeath once the public starts to wake up to what is being designed by the people who are creating artificial intelligence. Once people start to realize where this is leading, not just to massive disruption in our economy as we lose our jobs to robots who are flipping hamburgers, driving trucks, driving taxis, taking manufacturing jobs, but also across the spectrum. It's horizontal and vertical. It's across all different industries. It's every level of job. It's not just the bottom entry-level jobs. It's also middle-level management. It's also going to be some upper-level jobs that will be taken by artificial intelligence. And this is the kind of disruption we've never seen in economies before. So once something like that starts to happen, once people realize where this is going, especially in terms of things like the militarization of killer robots and so forth, which has now become a hot topic at Google. Hugo Degaris said, I think what's going to happen is people are going to demand that this be stopped, and the elites aren't going to stop it. And that's going to create a conflict between the artificial intelligence crowd and those who want it stopped. That's why he calls it the Artelect Wars. And he believes that's going to result in giga death. And last time I interviewed Hugo de Garis, he said, I think that's coming on us much more quickly than we expected. But joining us now, and we're going to talk about a wide range of things from robotics to genetic engineering, artificial intelligence. Joining me now is Tim Albarino. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks for having me on, David.
You know, let's start with the robotic stuff, because we've had Google, as I reported earlier today on the news, they said to placate their employees, many of whom said, we're resigning because we don't want to be part of the military-industrial complex. They said, okay, well, we're not going to get involved in weapons. We're just going to have our robots help little old ladies across the street. But you recall that the DARPA robotic competition that was held, yes, it was done around the beard of helping with the nuclear reactor accident because we just had Fukushima. But that contest, every promising robotics company was purchased by Google or by Alphabet. Everyone that had any robot that could do anything at all was all purchased by Google, especially the one that we keep seeing all these creepy robot animals, Boston Dynamics. And so they're not just going to be using these to help little old ladies cross the street.
No, they're not. And this is something that a lot of people don't realize, is that your search engine, Google, is actively acquiring, absorbing, and co-opting the most advanced companies in terms of the most advanced companies in terms of robotics and artificial intelligence, and Google is at this point part and parcel with the military industrial complex. It's essentially a part of the military industrial complex.
One of the biggest parts.
Developing, yes, and they're rapidly developing, and what their ultimate goal is, I think, is to create a strong artificial intelligence. We already have a weak artificial intelligence. Google is already very much a weak artificial intelligence. In fact, that artificial intelligence is actively learning. It's learning from us right now. It's learning from this broadcast. It's learning from every Google search that you do online. It's learning from our likes, our dislikes. It's cataloging everything about the human species as yes. We interact with the World Wide Web. And the question is, first of all, what kind of biases is the artificial intelligence, Google's artificial intelligence, already adopting? We know that Google is censoring people across the spectrum, whether it be YouTube. I've been censored on YouTube, by the way. I used to have a YouTube channel. They knocked me off. I can't even have a Facebook page. They disabled my Facebook page. They knocked me off of YouTube. So this artificial intelligence is learning to have a bias against people like me and like you and like Alex and like Steve Quayle. And the scary thing is that, as you said, this technology isn't going to be used to help old ladies cross the road, robots that are helping old ladies cross the road or buy groceries. The ultimate end game of this technology is very aggressive. It's, yes. It's definitely anti-conservative. It's already learning to have a liberal bias, and even to a degree, a bias against humanity, certainly the traditional values of humanity. So we're dealing with, a very frightening situation here that is actively developing with Google, among other technology companies.
You know, when we look at this again, you know, the in terms of helping little old ladies cross the street, every time we look at stuff and it looks pretty creepy, they come in and say, well, we want to be able to read people's minds. We want to be able to erase bad memories, and we want to be able to implant good memories of things that never, ever happened. And we say, whoa, wait a minute. Why is our government spending hundreds of millions of dollars per year to do things like that? And DARPA comes back and says, well, we want to help veterans. We want to help people who are suffering from PTSD. And it's like, this is way beyond that. You could put them in a room and give them some medical marijuana if you really wanted to help them with PTSD. You don't have to start working on taking memories or implanting false memories and that sort of thing. That's what we've been seeing from the CIA since the 1950s. It's just now it's gotten more high tech, and they're doubling down on this. I'd say far more than doubling down. It's gotten exponentially higher in terms of what they're doing. And when we look at the robots, and we start saying, oh, that kind of looks like the Terminator movie there. As we're watching that Boston Dynamics robot walking through the woods there. They say, oh, we're going to help people with prosthetic supplements there. We're going to give them exoskeletons, people who are quadriplegics and so forth. That's how we're going to, you know, this is not what this is about. People need to wake up. That's not what this is about.
It's not what this is about. And What's really shocking is that, and a lot of people know this, especially your listeners, that the government has been very, very interested in mind control and mind manipulation for many, many years. And so now take artificial intelligence, add that into the equation, take robotics, add that into the equation of mind control. And, you know, you mentioned the implanting and extracting of memories. We already have the technology. We can already implant, for example, we can implant certain memories into rats. And then we can stimulate certain neurons and extract those memories from the rats. In other words, we can already put false memories into people's minds, erase memories from people's minds, and extract memories from people's minds. We can already do it. It's a proven science. And so since the government has been so obsessed with mind control, I'm of the persuasion that anything that we have in the commercial world, anything that has come to light in terms of technology that we know about, certainly that we're using, is 50 years advanced in the military application.
We need to be a little bit more skeptical. You know, we've got Eric Schmidt saying, hey, if you want privacy, I don't know, what are you afraid of? You got something to hide? We need to say to these people, why have you been so obsessed with mind control since the 1950s? What is it with you people that you have to watch everything that we do, that you feel like you have to try to control our minds, that you will spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year to do this? What is your problem? All right, stay with us. We're going to be right back with Tim Alberino.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Tim Alberino. His website is TrueLegendsTheSeries.com. Tim and I will be keynote speakers at the Gen 6 conference. If you want to sign up for that conference and live stream it, you can get a 10% discount using the code Alex, as in Alex Jones. A-L-E-X, you get 10% off the live stream. And that is exclusive to InfoWars listeners. And, of course, you can also see that on our website there. You can find a coupon that gives you more information about that. And that website, Tim, is gen6.com. Is that correct?
Yes, G-E-N-S-I-X.com.
And we mentioned Gen 6 because when we look at the technology here, not only is there a desire of the global elitists to become like God, they also want to live forever, and they believe that their religion of technological control is going to get them there. And they're going to be playing God. They're going to be playing God with our health. They're going to be playing God in terms of creating life. You know, just in the last month, we have had articles about how they're going to recode human cells to resist viruses, but also to create an embryo just using stem cells. They don't need an egg. They don't need a sperm. Just to recode the stem cells and create an embryo. Just yesterday, I was talking to a teacher talking about how they had, three or four different levels that they would categorize the kids in, and they would put them on these different educational tracks. I said, boy, it's just like Brave New World, except for the hatcheries that they had in Brave New World. But they're working on the technology for the hatcheries as well, aren't they, Tim?
They are. And, what people need to understand about, transhumanism is that transhumanism is a religion.
Yes.
It's based in the fundamental creed of transhumanism is apotheosis, the desire to become like God or to become a God yourself, the ascension of man. Mm-hmm. And this, as you said, has roots, the roots of transhumanism, the roots of apotheosis go all the way back to the origins of the human species. And essentially, what transhumanism represents, what it means, is it is indicative of a transition or a transformation. So there's an end game here. This isn't happenstance. All of these technologies are not coincidental. There is an end game. There is a target for the trajectory that we're on right now in terms of our technological trajectory. And the apotheosis of the human species into a godlike entity is the end game. And what we're dealing with is not a future in which mankind is going to deny the existence of God. We're dealing with a future in which mankind is going to engage in open defiance against God. And that's a critical point. And that's where this Luciferian doctrine, that's where the doctrine of apotheosis and transhumanism is taking us, because it's a transitional period. It's a transition between the human condition and a post-human condition, transitioning the human species from being essentially what God made us to be, what the designer created us to be, into something other than what we were created to be, into a post-human condition. And again, this is an act of open defiance against God. A lot of people think that that atheism is the religion of the future. I think this is the prevailing notion. Atheism is the religion of the future, that atheism is the religion of the elite. It's not. It's what I call apotheotheism. It is transhumanism. It is post-humanism. It is not denial of God. It is defiance of God. And again,
I think that's a very important thing. When we talk about the religious aspect of this, you know, that's a real blind spot for most people in society, because they say, well, you got, on the one hand, you got religion. On the other hand, you have science and rational thought, as if religion is not rational. You know, we had probably the greatest scientists that we've had in the past, Isaac Newton, who not only was able to crack the code of the tides, created calculus, gave us the basis for physics. He was more involved in religion than anybody else. And even after Darwin and the evolutionary theory, we had Maxwell, who gave us the unified field theory of electricity and magnetism. And Albert Einstein was pursuing a unified field theory, adding gravity waves, gravity to that, as well as nuclear power, because he thought that everything would be unified. Nevertheless, there is no separation between rationality and religion. But that creates a blind spot for people, because they don't realize that technology has become a religion to these people. And that's where things get really scary. Because when you think about Islam, Islam is a cultural movement, it is a political movement, but it also has a religious component that gives them a fanaticism. And these people have a fanaticism, just as if you had some kind of Earth Firster who wanted to wipe out most of the population of the world by some kind of a virus, because he sees humans as being virus. These people have the same kind of psychopathic tendencies, I believe, because of this religious aspect.
They absolutely do. And here's the question. They view themselves, and when we say they, we're talking about the technocratic elite. We're talking, I think, about a breakaway civilization, a group of people that are already employing many of the technologies that we're projecting into the future. They're already employing these technologies for different things, doing different things across the earth, certainly on the level of surveillance and on the level of development, developmental projects for super soldiers and so forth. But the question is, they view themselves as gods. They already view themselves as transhumanists and post-humans. And so if they're the gods of this new religion, and they view themselves as, if not the gods, certainly the primary benefactors of humanity, then what are the new rules for the rest of us? In other words, if their theology is transhumanism and posthumanism, then they see themselves as in place of God. And they're already beginning to rule over us as gods, and to use this technology to control us, as we were talking about before, the artificial intelligence and the different systems that are already in place through Google and other institutions, that we're being given trinkets like our you know, the applications on our cell phones and all of these devices that are designed to distract us and to entertain us. But that's not the end game. The end game isn't more entertainment, isn't more human expression. The end game is more control over the human species by them. The gods of this new religion, it's them. And they're looking at us as their subjects. We have to be subjugated, and so we're being distracted with technology so that we can be later totally subjugated to them. And that's exactly what they believe and what they're moving towards.
As one individual told Alex privately once, he said, we've already decided what we're going to do. We're just trying to decide whether we're going to eliminate the rest of humanity in a hard kill or a soft kill. And so you openly see the people at Bilderberg, like we have the meeting going on right now, they're talking about the precariat. You know, what are we going to do with these people? We're going to give them a universal basic income to keep them quiet when we take away their jobs. I mean, you can overtly see a lot of this stuff happening now. You can see it in the surveillance stuff that's happening now. They're going to go on with their plan. And as Hugo de Garis talked about, once people wake up and don't want to see this happen, and then it's going to get pretty dodgy. And the longer we wait before we wake up, to this, then the more difficult it becomes, the more people that are, as he talks about, a gigadeath environment. But certainly when you look at people like William Binney saying, what we have now is already far worse than anything. He spent his entire life watching the Stasi in East Germany, the surveillance that was going on there. They had people that were spying on other people. Then we wound up with, right now we've got Google using algorithms and so forth to spy on us and to control us and to control our speech and so forth. But they're also developing and currently using that artificial intelligence. Each time you make one of those steps, that is an exponential increase in control for these people over the masses of what they, you know, their ability to take a look at how we're reacting to what we're doing. But it all goes back to their religious bias. Talking about Google, well, Ray Kurzweil, the guy who's one of the most religious about artificial intelligence, is now a Google scientist. It's absolutely amazing, isn't it, Tim?
It is. And, you know, just to give you an idea of the kind of surveillance technology that they have, Steve and I were interviewing a contact of ours that's active military, and he's in the Air Force, and he was
telling us that. Hang on, because we've got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Tim Albrino, and we'll finish up what that contact in the military told you, and Steve Quill. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler's stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins.
With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and yes, since Genesis 6, man has wanted to be free of God, to become God, to live forever, and that is the central thing behind what's often called the GRIN technologies, genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, and nanotechnology. Yeah, we can get focused on the technology, but the source of where this is all coming from is the desire, the age-old desire of man to live forever and to become God. Or as Hugo de Garis, one of the speakers that's going to be at the Gen 6 conference, again, you can find that gen6.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X.com. Hugo de Garis, as you point out, he said he's struck between this idea as a well-known artificial intelligence researcher working in China and writing the book, The Artelec War. He said, I'm caught with the conflict of saying, I may be creating something that might kill all of mankind, or I might be creating the next gods. And so he's kind of on that edge there. And I think all these scientists are, except some of them I think are completely gone over to the other side. People like Ray Kurzweil at Google now and others. And so that's the thing. It's not just the technology, the genetics, the robotics, artificial intelligence and nanotechnology, but it's also that religious underpinning. And we're talking to Tim Alberino. He's going to be a keynote speaker there at the Gen 6 conference in September. So will I. So will Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Hugo de Garis, many others. You can get a 10% discount with the code ALEX, A-L-E-X. If you go there, you can live on the live stream. You can get a 10% discount for the live stream using that code. And I want to use this last segment to go back to the story that Tim was talking about. He and Steve Quayle just had a conversation with somebody in the military. We had to go to a break. I want to follow up with that. Before we do, I want to tell you also about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a very large summer clearance sale there. We have free shipping and 50% off most of our most popular products. Things like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill Plus. And we have a new shipment of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 50% off of that as well. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 50% off many of our most popular products, pretty much all of them, our most popular products, and free shipping store-wide. All right, Tim, we had to go to break. You were just getting ready to tell us a conversation that you had with somebody with the military talking about how they view this situation. Go ahead. Let us know what that was.
Yeah, Steve and I were having a discussion with an active duty member of the Air Force, and he was just explaining to us how much more advanced the surveillance net is than most people realize. I mean, there's a lot of information now coming out because of WikiLeaks and so forth that have revealed to a very small degree how pervasive the surveillance net is. But this individual is telling us that he knows that we already have the technology because they use it from satellites in orbit, that you can see a nickel on the ground from orbit. And the resolution is much more advanced than what we've been shown and what we've been told. And so there's a concerted effort to conceal how advanced that the surveillance network truly is. And not only just in visual, but also in audio and video recording, obviously from our devices, from our cell phones. We now know without question that and this is something that you and Alex have been saying for a long time, that our cell phones record us. Even when they're powered off, they can still record us.
Oh,
and
yeah,
certainly track our movement. Certainly they can track our movement everywhere we go. So now we're being tracked everywhere we go all day long, and we have surveillance technology orbiting around the Earth that can as I said, that is sharp enough to detect a nickel on the sidewalk.
And when you and Steve Quayle were here in studio, we talked about the fact that China has already implemented their ability, their massive biometric database, as well as their capability. So they got all their billions of people already on a biometric database. They have the capability to identify people by facial recognition, by the way that they walk and so forth, and instantly assess them fines if they do things like jaywalk. So they are the beta test for all of this tyranny that is coming down the pike in terms of technology. But there's another aspect of this as well. You know, when we look at their religious zeal, their desire to live forever, their desire to become godlike, their desire to dominate other people, and how dangerous that can be. We've seen that with the radical environmentalists. We're going to see it with the radical technologists who are coming down the pike here as well. But there's just so many different aspects of this. One of them is the aspect that something could get out of control. This was something that was the central thesis of Jurassic Park. And when Michael Crichton wrote it, he spent a great deal of time talking about things just like CRISPR that we now have that would allow people to do genetic engineering. And his concern and the reason that he wrote that novel is a great, entertaining novel. But his central concern about that was that technology was far outpacing our desire to look at the ethical and consequences of what we were doing. And he said, you know, as one of the characters, I think is a Jeff Goldblum character in the movie, says, just because we can do something doesn't mean we should do something. And maybe we should think about what the consequences of this are going to be, or if it's going to get loose and get out in a way that we didn't anticipate.
Yeah, and you mentioned Genesis 6. You know, the futurists and the technologists are calling the age in which we have already entered the hybrid age. That's why our conference is called Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age. And the hybrid age, most people think that it's going to be an unprecedented age, and that's true to some degree. But the hybrid age does have a precedent back in the world before the flood of Noah, in the context of Genesis 6, after the advent of Genesis 6, when there was widespread genetic miscegenation occurring in the earth, and which led to all kinds of genetic aberrations that wreaked havoc on the earth. And so we're moving into an age in which traditional human beings are going to be outmoded, and that it's going to be to be post-human is going to be the rule rather than the exception in the future. It is a tyranny the likes of which the earth has never before seen. It is impossible to overestimate or to overstate the dire ramifications of the hybrid age and the age that we've already entered. And again, the only precedent, the only parallel that we can draw to the age that we've already entered into, the hybrid age, which I call the new hybrid age, is the first hybrid age in the antediluvian world, the advent of Genesis 6 and the genetic miscegenation that occurred during that time.
Yeah, and there's also, on the part of a lot of these scientists who are involved in this movement, as you point out, there is a real contempt for just ordinary humans. It's like, oh, you're just an ordinary human. We're going to augment. We're going to do this. We're going to do that with body modification and everything. And right now, the body modification stuff that's out there is kind of self-absorbed. It's only a step up from tattoos, and it's kind of the same crowd that's doing that. But there's some real serious stuff that's going on that, as you point out, we haven't really seen the revelation of most of this. I'm looking at a story here from Ray Kurzweil's website here, talking about nanorobots that will clear bacteria toxins from blood. And this is something that's already being done experimentally by engineers at the University of California, San Diego. So when we talk about robot threats, all right, we're typically, what comes to mind are the Terminator-style robots that we see that Google owns with Boston Dynamics. But there's a whole nother level of robots, nanorobots, that can go down inside of you. That's an internal robotic threat that is out there that we should also be concerned about. And again, this stuff is moving so quickly, just like with CRISPR. It has become so widespread. The technology has come down to a very, very low level, and it is moving very, very rapidly. People aren't aware of what is possible or the downsides of this. There's no supervision. Even the people in the fields are of these particular scientific fields are very concerned about possible consequences with this. But the public doesn't really know what's going on with this.
Yeah, you mentioned nanotechnology is is accelerating extremely rapidly right now. And what's really frightening about nanotechnology, and by the way, there's a lot of benefits also to these technologies. Yeah. I'm not a Luddite. I'm not afraid of technology, but we
need to recognize. Every technology is a two-edged sword. It can be used for good or bad. Sword. But the question is, we don't even know what these technologies are.
Exactly. Yeah. And nanotechnology, machines the size of blood cells can be deployed without our knowledge. It can be deployed into the atmosphere. They can be deployed using the way that they're deploying the chemicals in chemtrails. We could be breathing them in. We can be consuming them in food. And these are essentially, like you said, mini little tiny robots the size of blood cells that can enter into our bodies, do really beneficial things for us, but then also be present without our knowledge, doing really detrimental things, both in terms of your physical body, but also in your mental capacity, and in, again, going back to mind control in these ideas. So,
well, you know, it's Google and it's Eric Schmidt. We should just give them the benefit of the doubt. We can trust them, right? If you want to know more about this, we're going to have a conference again in September. You can find out information about that, Gen6. That's GENSIX.com. And you can use the code ALEX to save 10% off of the live stream. Thanks for joining us, Tim Alberino. That's our broadcast. Thank you.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.